fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 7th day of September, year of our Lord, 2016. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. I've mentioned this for a while. Cash. Yes, cash. As in Federal Reserve notes. You need or you should have, you should consider having at least 1 month's worth of cash on hand to cover at least 1 month's worth of daily bills, groceries, rent, those kinds of things, fuel, small bills, 5, 10s, 20s, maybe a few hundreds here and there. Also, please consider getting rolls of $1 coins, not silver coins, but just plain old common circulation $1 coins. They come 25 to a roll. If there was a severe economic crisis, which might include a currency recall, it's highly unlikely that they'll recall the coinage, simply highly, highly unlikely, which would mean a $1 coin now would still be worth $1 after the currency recall. So those are some things to consider. Privacy is the best insurance. You want to have a fire-resistant safe in a secured in your home. It's difficult to get insurance on cash in your home. It's very, very cost prohibitive. You may want to consider having a safe storage place away from your home as well. That would not be a safe deposit box, by the way. Look at private security firms that offer that kind of high-level security, equal to a bank. And that is your prepper tip of the day. We're hoping that Professor James McCanny will call this morning. This is his morning to be on the air. So far, he has not. In the meantime, we will have open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. I don't know if the 800 number is fixed or not. Maybe my engineer will let me know. Looks like Professor McCanny believes he'll be on next hour, which I know he wants to be on the second hour. One Wednesday a month, and this gets to be a bit confusing. Here's some call-in numbers for Republic Broadcasting. 512-716-1603. That's one. There's the last four are different. We got three different numbers. 1883 is another one. 1897 is a third one. So it's 512-716-1603 or 1883 or 1897. So we've got a bit of scheduling issues here this morning. We're I thought Professor McKinney would be on the first hour. He wants to be on the second hour. I've also got a guest scheduled for the second hour, Mr. Rob Gaudet with the Cajun Navy. So there's no way I can resolve that while I'm on the air here, unfortunately. Well, this presidential election continues to become more bizarre, more strange. This morning on Drudge, there was an announcement of 88, what they call retired, what I call non-active duty generals and admirals, because really their status is not retired. They're just a flag rank officer is either active duty or inactive duty. As long as they're healthy, they're always an admiral or always a general. 88 have announced publicly their support for Donald Trump. In the meantime, I like to listen to National Public Radio as opposition research, so to speak, to find out what the liberals are thinking and believing. They managed to find a former Air Force general, four-star, who publicly supports Hillary. And they gave her basically as much airtime as one of the 88 other flag rank officers who support Donald Trump. So they did manage to find a general who supports Mrs. Clinton, while at the same time 88 flag rank officers who support Donald Trump were given the equal amount of airtime to the one general they were able to find supporting Hillary. And he was African American, by the way, back in the 1950s, I believe. Oh, well, that's National Public Radio, and that's what I would expect. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't give any airtime at all to the 88 flag rank officers supporting Donald Trump. Here's some ammunition for those of you concerned about Muslims coming to the country. This is published at PJ Media. That's PapaJunoMedia.com. Headline, new ISIS military commander was trained by the State Department as recently as 2014. Sounds like 2 years ago to me. His name is Galmurad Kalimov. Galmurad Kalimov. Now, the State Department has pretty deep resources when it comes to vetting anybody for anything. Obviously, clearly, they do. Of course they do. And this ISIS military commander went through the full and complete background check prior to him receiving very high-level training from the State Department in following areas. Here they are. Five counterterrorism training courses in the United States, and he was here in this country getting training also, and in Tajikistan. And let's see, here's the courses he took: crisis response, tactical management of special events, tactical leadership training, and related issues. Well, they don't say what related issues are. This is the kind of training that you give a commander. Not some guy who's going to run barefoot through the sand with a Kalashnikov. No, this is the kind of training that you give to a commander. So when the FBI says that they can't properly vet, they can't properly do background checks on Muslims coming to this country, this is the proof right here. This is the proof. When the United States State Department puts a man through the complete background protocols prior to giving him high-level training in counterterrorism, both in the United States and overseas, when even they can't do it right, how much more evidence do you need? Now, here's a statement he did on a video threatening the United States. Here's his own words. "Listen, you American pigs, I've been to America 3 times. I saw how you train soldiers to kill Muslims." And he goes on to say, "We will find your towns, we will come to your homes, and we will kill you." How about that? Now, he's been brought to this country 3 times. I don't know if all 3 times were the purposes of training or not. Not that it matters. But he clearly, obviously, speaks okay English. I don't know how good his English is, but okay English. He clearly, obviously, is a very bright man who has received his high-level training, paid for with your tax dollars, through the United States State Department, after going through the complete protocols for being checked out as not being a problem. We are so deep in over our heads here that we can't see daylight, ladies and gentlemen. Seriously, we are. We are very seriously deep over our heads. How many more men like Mr. Kalimov are there in this country and overseas that we have trained to fight terrorism with our tax dollars, that have been through the protocols to determine that they don't pose a threat to the security of the United States? What this tells me is that anyone and everyone that the State Department has trained presents a risk. That's what it tells me. I'm not sure what it tells you, but that's what it tells me. That we can't trust any of these men to be what they claim to be, which is wanting to stop Muslim terrorists. We don't. This culture is so foreign to us, so difficult to understand for Americans. Now, going back to my war, the Vietnam War, one of the massive mistakes that the Americans made in Vietnam was thinking and believing that Vietnamese, who spoke perfect English, supported Americans, supported the Republic of Vietnam. And then consequently, many hundreds of Viet Cong communists were hired by the United States military, by the United States government, by the Republic of Vietnam government, and put into positions where they could gain intelligence and do harm because they spoke perfect English and smiled a lot. Seriously, that's what we did. And I think that, to a large extent, my belief is that we're doing this again in the Middle East. The Muslims who speak perfect English and smile a lot are trusted to be who they claim to be, which is anti-ISIS, anti-Muslim terrorists. Now, there's a photograph of Mr. Kalimov here. He's got on a black shirt, some kind of black cap. He's got a beard and a goatee. Excuse me, a mustache and goatee. Got a very intense look in his eyes, kind of looking off to the side there. He has a shoulder holster on with some, looks like maybe some .38 caliber cartridges in the shoulder holster. Possibly a weapon over his shoulder. I'm not sure. It's all covered up with some kind of burlap to camouflage exactly what it is. Most likely a Kalashnikov, but you can't really tell. This is very, very alarming, very, very disturbing that the United States State Department could screw up this bad. So how many other hundreds of times have they? We've all heard about the $6 million per man to train anti-ISIS Muslims. $6 million per man? Excuse me? What's wrong with this picture? What's wrong with this picture? Here's what really happens in the Middle East. The State Department is over there. They promote and do a cattle call, if you will, asking for Muslims to sign up to fight ISIS. And these men show up. They're volunteering to fight ISIS to get on the payroll, which they draw a monthly salary, to receive medical care, food, housing, equipment, weapons, and they go through the whole process of allegedly being trained to fight ISIS and pledging their support for the United States in the meantime, of course. So the United States basically has to take them at their word. The Middle East, in case you don't know, it is not the United States. They don't have a system of county courthouses. Our system of county courthouses in the United States goes back basically more than 200 years in the eastern part of the country to about the Civil War here in the Midwest and in the far west back to about the 1890s or so. County courthouses are repositories of records. There's more than 3,000 counties in the United States. I've been visiting county courthouses. I'm well into my fourth decade of visiting county courthouses in person, online, on the telephone, to retrieve records, which would be criminal records, civil lawsuit records, records of marriages, divorces, births, voting records, personal property records, real estate records. Most people, most of the time, don't live in more than one or two or three counties in their lifetime. That's true of most Americans most of the time. Obviously, there's exceptions. And going to a county courthouse, I can retrieve records and get a picture of the public life of any given person, any given adult, with these county court records. You can't do that in the Middle East. Their record keeping there, whatever they have, is far different than ours. Far different. They do have police departments in some places. What do those police departments keep for records? I don't know, quite frankly. Their system of courts in the Middle East, some places they have what they call Sharia law. What records they have, I don't know. Whatever they have doesn't work in terms of being able to figure out who these men and women are. It doesn't work. Absolutely does not work. So we're at a great disadvantage when it comes to figuring out who these people are, what their true beliefs are, who they support, who they don't support. We're at a great disadvantage. I find it rather ironic of people criticizing Donald Trump for not wanting to let Muslims in this country unless they've been properly vetted, in the light of the director of the FBI and the people that work for the FBI saying it can't be done. I find both to be very compatible statements. Donald Trump saying on one hand, We shouldn't let these people in unless they're properly vetted. And then the FBI, on the other hand, saying it can't be done. What more evidence do we need to cut off these people from coming into the country? There's vast areas of Turkey where these refugees could go. Got a break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some Join Aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. If there was ever a doubt in our mind that radio works, it's gone. We have received such response to our $350 down, $99 a month land purchase opportunity from you that we are blown away. To keep our overhead down, we're using an internet-based sales tool so you can buy with confidence and purchase your land in New Mexico with just a click of a mouse and even pay with PayPal. But some people have said they'd like to arrange multiple parcels or have other questions. We'd be happy to talk to you. Call us toll-free at 855-LANDHO1. That's 1-855-LANDHO1. New Mexico land parcels are still available at only $350 down and $99 a month. This is beautiful land near amenities of a city, but far enough away to be private. And in as little as 1 year, you own it. $350 down, $99 a month. As the days go on, the land gets more and more limited, so visit us online at LANDHO.TV. LANDHO.TV right now.
And we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, 9th of September. Well, we got a pleasant surprise here. We've got Ms. Melissa Adair, who is the assistant to Rob Gaudet with the Cajun Navy Foundation. Good morning, Melissa. Hello, Melissa. Okay, is Melissa there? Okay. Okay, she's driving, and we got a bad connection. Maybe she'll get back with us here soon. Well, when Melissa gets back with us, hopefully we'll have a strong connection and get some updates on what's going on with the Cajun Navy. A spontaneous group came together. There was a pressing need to save lives and protect property, and several hundred men and women in Louisiana came together to accomplish that goal, and hopefully Melissa will get back with us here in a timely manner. Second hour, we will have Professor McCanny with us, and we'll get whatever updates Professor McCanny has and his prognostications, which are always fun to hear as well. Well, I just finished a 4,000-mile road trip to Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, and back. Got in last night. Long day yesterday. Drove from Cheyenne, Wyoming, to my home here in Davisville, Missouri, in one day. it was a marathon, but with two drivers, pleasant weather, a good car, it worked out pretty good. And got to see my grandson play his first ever college football game as a freshman. Just as proud as I can be of his diligence and his hard efforts, his work for all these years. He started playing football, oh my goodness, I guess about 10 or 11 years ago. He's 19 now, and he started playing it. I wasn't happy to hear him playing, about him playing full contact football as an eight or nine year old, whatever it was. But it worked out okay. Well, we're having some issues with getting Melissa with us, which doesn't surprise me too much. There's been a lot of damage to infrastructure down there in Louisiana, where I assume that she is. And that's and there's apparently a lot of ambient noise where she is also. Maybe she's got an automobile with no air conditioning, I don't know. And this is not working out too well. So, if you have a question or comment, the call number at Republic Broadcasting is 512-716-1603. And I think that we may have to just let this go for the time being, and have her back, or Mr. Gaudet back next Wednesday, and we get back to a more regular schedule. I'm in touch with a lot of people all over the world. I got an email this morning from a lady in New Zealand asking about safe havens in New Zealand. People want to know if I got a map of Alaska. That was two or three days ago. Email from a gentleman in Alaska wanted to know where the safe havens were in Alaska. And here's what you do. First of all, there's a service, and you can download it for free on your computer, Google Earth. That's Google Earth. And you can use that service to find out the elevation above sea level any place on the planet. Seriously, you can. So elevation above sea level is a big part of this. It's not the entire thing, because these oceans will come out of their basins. And according to the United States Navy, not John Moore, was my opinion count. I'm a homicide detective. What do I know about science? Very little. But the United States Navy has some very good scientists. Their scientists say these oceans will come out of their basins during our lifetime. So here's what you do. You use Google Earth and find out areas that are 600 feet above sea level and more. The Navy says 400. I say 600. I want to make sure people are safe. That's only the beginning part. Only the beginning. You want to be away from major population areas. Seriously, you do. You want to be part of a hobby farm somehow, some way. Here's our break. Call number is 512-716-1603. Stay tuned. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 7th of September. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I have a nephew. I'm going to be getting him a copy of Dr. Murphy's book, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. It's a free download on my website. As I sometimes say, if I had read that book when it was first published, I would have been in high school, maybe a junior or senior around about that time. If I had read it, understood it, and implemented the principles there, my life would have been dramatically different than it is now in many, many ways. Great book. You need to read it and incorporate it into your life, in my opinion. And, of course, you'll find Energy Cleanse for sale there, a marvelous healing device. On this 4,000-mile road trip, I had the Energy Cleaner pad on the. We actually had two of them, one on each seat of the vehicle we were driving. And it helped me put in a 10-hour or 14-hour day driving and actually not feel too bad at the end of the day, quite frankly. We focus on two things with the Energy Cleaner: getting a great night's sleep and waking up pain-free. I do use my Energy Cleaner every night. I am so glad I've got my Energy Cleaner. Tim Spencer says that if he had the bug out, the Energy Cleaner would be atop of his pack. That's how strongly he feels about the Energy Cleaner. You can read up on it at my website, thelibertyman.com, the patent application information, and everything connected to the Energy Cleaner. the testimonials. I offer something that your medical doctor is highly unlikely to offer, or any healthcare professional. I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. So when you're spending $285 on an energy cleaner, you're risking nothing. Check it out. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Great combination. I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day, and here it is, 800-592-9543. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. That toll-free order line, once again, is 800-592-9543. We're going to have open lines here until the top of the hour when we should have Professor McCanny with us. The call-in number is 512-716-1603. So be sure and check that out. Before the break, I was talking about these emails I'm getting from around the planet, Australia, New Zealand, Alaska, other places. People want to know if their area is going to be safe. And the primary focus for most people most of the time seems to be altitude above sea level. You're missing the boat if that's the only thing you're considering. Granted, there's places in the Appalachian Mountains at a great altitude. Very safe as far as altitude. Extremely safe as far as altitude. There's a however coming. Here's the however. You're really way too close to 50 million people. They're going to be looking for a safe haven, a refuge, looking for food and potable water. And guess where they're going to be going? They're going to be going to the Appalachian Mountains. Of course they will. You need to think about these things. The population density east of the Mississippi River is dramatically higher by a factor of more than twice as dense as west Mississippi. That's a big deal. In case you don't know what I'm here to tell you, that's a really big deal. You want to be west Mississippi. If you can, seriously, you want to be west Mississippi River. The Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks has been designated by the United States Navy as one of the known safe havens. Here's the reasons why. First of all, population density. Relatively low population density, mainly because there's hardly any jobs here of any consequence. Relatively short, relatively mild winter. Elevation above sea level. Almost no minorities, and that's if you don't understand why it's an issue, you need to do your homework. You do. All the water you'd ever want. We have more bridges in the lower half of Missouri, which is the Ozarks, south of Missouri River. Most Missouri south of Missouri River is the Missouri Ozarks. More bridges in that half of the state than any of the 50 states. How about that? And half of the other 49 states is what I'm trying to say here. We've got a caller on hold here. We got Eric in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Good morning, Eric.
Hey John. Long time no talk. I hope you're doing well.
Yes, sir.
I had a quick question in regards to first aid or medic bag that you would keep in your truck or your car. Do you have an idea of what do you think is best to contain in something like that?
Well, you don't need to reinvent the wheel, Eric. Go to Galls, G-A-L-L-S. It's Golf Alpha Lima Lima Sierra, galls.com. This is where the paramedics and EMTs go to buy their supplies. And you, rather than try to reinvent the wheel, you can buy a complete kit ready to go with the exact same equipment because it is exactly what EMTs and paramedics buy. And you're good to go, Eric. How about that?
What? Fantastic. It's quickest answer. I think it's great. I'll do exactly that.
Okay. Good luck, Eric. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
you're welcome, sir. 512-716-1603. I'm a resource. I've been trained twice, first by U.S. military intelligence, and then later as a paralegal to be a professional researcher. But basically, old school. How to walk into a brick-and-mortar library and find the answer to any given question. That's my professional training, whether it's a massive law library. The two law libraries I did my research and were the St. Louis University Law School and Washington University Law School, both excellent, world-renowned law schools, excellent law libraries. And I'm trained in the classic use of a library, the research department of a library. Of course, I've made a segue pretty successfully into making use of the internet as a research tool as well. So I am a resource, and I've lived a lot of life. I've done a lot of things. My bio, if you want to read my bio, is right there at my website, thelibertyman.com. I was sought out, and I'm still sought out, by litigators, attorneys who do litigation. 9 out of 10, maybe 95 out of 100 attorneys want nothing to do with setting foot in a courtroom for anything serious. They really don't, and they shouldn't, because they're not qualified. But most of my career, when I worked with attorneys, I worked with litigators. The men, and a few women, but mostly men, who are litigators, get involved in serious, heavy-duty trial work, both criminal and civil. And when they seek out my services, what are they looking for? Looking for a very bright guy who can find the answers, the correct answers, to meet their needs very quickly. That's why they seek out my services, and have been doing so, well, since 1972, when I got my first job as a paralegal. So I am a resource, and this is a open forum here at Republic Broadcasting for taking your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting. That call number is 512-716-1603. I know that relocating is a hardship every which way, especially if you haven't done it ever or it's been a long time. If you grew up as a military brat, you probably moved every 1 to 3 years as a youngster. That's just the nature of having a father or mother that's in the military. Most people, however, have much more stable lives, where moving is something that happens very rarely. And typically those moves are within the same community, as opposed to going to a different community, different state. I fully appreciate the upheaval of even considering moving to a different state. It's daunting, especially if you need employment. If you're comfortably retired with a comfortable financial situation, that takes a lot of the edge off of it, where you don't have the necessity of having gainful employment. But yeah, I don't question that at all. Of course it's difficult on one hand. On the other, it's what you need to do is either start your own or purchase a hobby farm or become part of one that's already ongoing. If you want to survive what's coming at us, in my opinion, that's the best way to do it for normal people. When I say normal people, have normal financial wherewithal. That would be, and we're talking, that's from pretty minimal to pretty substantial, by the way. Most of you have no farming skills, agricultural skills of any consequence, most of you listening to me. You don't. You may have and probably do have a chosen career that you've managed to have some success at. Maybe you've had a small garden, which is good. I encourage that. Where you've had the opportunity to raise some tomatoes and potatoes and corn and so forth. That's a good start. You're getting your hands in the dirt and actually doing something. A hobby farm is far more than that, though. A lot more. The multitude of skills. If you want to start getting a comprehension of what these skills are, go to my friend Tim Spencer's website, ruralsurvival.info. There's literally, and this is not a flippant statement, There's literally dozens of skills that you'll need to be part of a hobby farm. The obvious ones are just that. They're obvious. Growing a garden. Well, that's important. Animal husbandry? Of course. What does that mean? That means chickens, rabbits, goats, maybe pigs, maybe horses, maybe cattle. People that own farm animals don't call the veterinarian every time there's a little issue. They take care of these things themselves. So they're going to learn what might be called entry-level veterinary skills and keep on hand a stock of supplies to deal with these minor issues that their animals have. That's the way it's done. That's why many of the things that are used by my neighbors, there's a lot of cattle raising in my area, antibiotics for cattle and horses are over the counter. By the way, they're the same antibiotics that human beings use. Got some callers on hold here. First, we got Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, John. I hope you enjoyed your trip.
I did. I got your message. We'll be talking privately after the show.
Oh, yeah, anytime today. I wanted to, if I can. By the way, that law that big scare where they were going to make the fish antibiotics unavailable to the common man turned out to be nothing more than another hoax. So
right.
Yeah. So is it possible for me to say a word about bread and leavening?
Absolutely. That's a good topic. Absolutely. Bread is a very important substance, yeah.
Well, it's a subject that's been fascinating me, a sustainable way to leaven bread. I mean, if you're storing wheat or corn or something like that, and you've got a grain grinder, and I hope that you do, you know, what are you going to do with this stuff after you grind it up? If you don't have some way to leaven it, you're going to be eating a lot of flatbread. I know that's a big deal in the Mideast, and it's okay, but if you go to YouTube University and you look at the subject of sourdough jars, sourdough is a wild yeast that's captured out of the air, but you don't have to capture yeast in that way. But if you do have flour, you can capture the Candida albicans straight out of the air, and over a period of about a week, you can make yourself a lifelong supply of yeast. Otherwise, you can start your jar with any kind of yeast. I use something that was left over from one of my son's beer-making things. But what happens is you have this jar full of flour and water that is basically festering with yeast. And then you'll pour off about a half a cup, make your bread with that, throw some more flour back in there to replace what you took out, and then let that warm up for a couple hours until it's real active and growing, and then put it back in the refrigerator. In a case where you don't have a refrigerator, you can leave it on the counter. But there are cases, many cases, even local cases, of people hanging on to their sourdough jar so long that they bequeathed it or handed it down to their kids.
It's
to me, it's absolutely hilarious. And if I know my explanation here is far from adequate, but if you go to YouTube University and look up sourdough starters, they will show you, lots of people will show you exactly how to start your own jar, and you can have leaven for your bread indefinitely.
Sounds good to me.
All right, yeah, sounds good to me, too. And plus, if you make that bread in a cast iron a Dutch oven, it's every bit as good as anything you could buy at the bakery. So you might want to look that up, too, Dutch oven bread. And that was all I wanted to bring up this morning.
Thank you, Rick. We appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Okay, next we go to Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Hello, John. My question, probably give me the answer after the break, is what are the advantages or disadvantages of to living in your area in case there is a nuclear war?
Okay, well, that's a very large issue you've brought up here. There's a lot of speculation whether there will or will not be a nuclear war. By definition, an EMP attack would be a nuclear war also, but it would, that would be something where there would be no destruction of buildings or people from atomic devices, simply destruction of electronic devices, which in turn would bring our country to its knees. No matter where you might reside, if there is nuclear war, you'd want to have underground shelter to be safe until the radiation got to levels to where you could go outside, Dave. That's a given. Of course you would. And that applies to all places all the time, not just the Arkansas, Missouri, Ozarks. If you were downwind from nuclear power plants, that would raise other issues in terms of contamination. And you would not want to be downwind from nuclear power plants. You want to hold on through the break, Dave?
Yes, sir.
Okay, hold on. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the 7th of September. Dave, I gave a rather short answer to your question, but preparation for nuclear war is basically the same almost anywhere. You need adequate underground shelter. Do you have any other questions?
No, sir. Would a cellar do, or you got to go deeper?
Preferably 10 feet of dirt between you and the outside.
Well, I see. How about breathable air? What do you do for that?
You would want a filter It could be electric. You want a hand crank backup to filter out. You see, radiation has to be attached to particles before it can harm you. So what you're doing with an air filter is filtering out the particles, which would be radioactive. Air itself cannot be radioactive. It is the particles suspended in the air that are radioactive. So a good quality, and there are specialty filters made that can filter out down to 1 micron. You want overpressure, which would be more pressure inside the shelter than outside. So if a door was, and you'd probably want 2 doors, an airlock, where you'd go through 1 door, close it, then open the second door with positive pressure so that the outside air cannot get inside.
Are there a couple key websites that you would recommend for all this sort of thing?
Off the top of my head, no, but they're easily found, I'm sure, by anybody that's used to using the Internet.
Okay. Thank you very much, John.
Survivalblog.com. He's got a lot of good information about what you're talking about.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Dave. We don't have time for any more calls. We expect to have Professor McCanny with us at the top of the hour and get all the updates that Jim has for us. A lot of prognostications about what will or will not happen between now and the end of the year, between now and Election Day in November. Predictions about what's going to happen with the election. Predictions about the economy. Predictions about World War III and so forth. I'm not making any predictions. I try not to get caught up in that. I will say, and I will encourage you, that you should get yourself prepared to deal with anything, quite frankly. EMP event, the effects of Planet X, economic collapse, and so forth. You should get ready for any of those things. And once you're prepared, it'll become a lifestyle. It's not a destination, it's a lifestyle. You never finish. Once you start down that road, there is no end to the road. It's just, it becomes a way of life. And one thing you don't want to be doing is focusing on a particular scenario or a particular date. That's not healthy. It's not productive. Having anguish, a life of anguish and fear, is not healthy. You really don't want to live your life that way. The Navy veterans who were briefed in the classified briefings, they don't live their life that way. Here's our break. We expect to be back with Professor McCanny. Stay tuned.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.